Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
They're on the verge of getting jumped by Portland, who have won three in a row. By the way, talk about keeping an eye on something. Portland's in Brooklyn tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Portland is getting into this play-in conversation at a very, very rapid rate.
Yeah.
And the Spurs are done. The Suns might be done. It may boil down to whether the Blazers can compete with the Sacramento Kings and perhaps the Dallas Mavericks in terms of competing mm-hmm. for that last spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess we got to put Minnesota in here too. You called it yesterday. Lakers beat the Timberwolves. You've got the Timberwolves, Mavericks, and Kings all at 28 losses. Warriors now sit at 27. But you got those three teams sitting at 28 losses.
And Clippers versus Lakers tonight.
Oh, come
on,
man.
The Clippers have 26 losses. It could be 27.
Golden State could jump. I don't know the tiebreakers. Golden State could jump the Clippers tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Business
and
picking up.
Man, and the Lakers pulling closer and closer to Memphis.
Yeah, they're a game and a half behind.
Mm.
Business is picking up.
Let me take a look at Memphis has got the Knicks tonight. Ooh, that's a nice little fight. I like that.
In the Garden or in Memphis?
In Memphis. Okay. San Antonio, Atlanta, Oklahoma City. That's who's coming up for Memphis. They got one at Dallas. I see they got Cleveland on here. Of course, they're in Sacramento. Their schedule doesn't look particularly crazy. Only one game left against the Lakers. Mm. Looking at one other team. Oh, wow. Yeah, good for them. One game left against the Lakers. Yeah, one game left against Denver. Those are the two teams directly behind them.
And I'm sorry, what's the team?
This is Memphis.
Memphis, that's all.
This is Memphis, okay. Yeah. Memphis holding on to the two spot right now. Two teams that are chasing them are Denver and Los Angeles. They only have one game against each of those teams the rest of the season.
Memphis, according to Tankathon, with the ninth hardest schedule left.
Okay.
They have a Cleveland. They got two against the Thunder. They have a Boston. Knicks, Nuggets, Lakers, like you talked about. So, yeah, the race.
Been waiting 3 days for this tweet.
Mm.
Sham Sharania says Philadelphia's Joel Embiid has been ruled out for the season. Mm. That's all it says. It doesn't address what he's about to do, if he's about to do anything. I believe my interpretation of this is that's the white flag.
Yeah.
Philadelphia said we're out.
Well, they probably were listening to D'Lo and KC yesterday.
They should have been.
Yo, they're right.
It's probably
we need to stop now.
It's probably the smartest thing Daryl Morey has ever done is listen to D'Lo and KC.
Yeah, they need to stop now. They need to, if they can, don't win another game this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what they're going to have to do.
Because they need that pick in a bad way.
Hey, Paul, fire up that podcast.
He said he's back.
Philadelphia loses their pick if it's outside the top six. They currently have, we did this yesterday, I think the sixth worst record in the NBA. The good news for them is, nope, Brooklyn. Mm. Oh, boy. Yep. Don't win another game.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Don't win another game and pray to the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you need some things to go your way.
You need this in the worst way.
The worst. Who cares what it conveys to next year? You need someone who can play basketball for you next season. Mm-hmm. And the idea of going into this offseason with the ability to add nothing to your team because you have an untradeable player who makes 220 some odd million dollars. I don't know if Paul is untradeable. He's not untradeable. He's just not. He's probably not someone anyone's going to go, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, yeah, and that return that you would get for him is diminishing by the day. Like, I don't want to be disrespectful. I was about to ask, you think you can get a first-round pick for Paul George at any time, like even if it's like 3 years from now?
I don't think you can get a first-round pick.
It also depends on
man,
the team.
I don't think so.
It depends on the team.
His contract is crazy, man.
I say it depends on the team because, like, I'm just thinking of a team. OKC might say, we'll give you one of our seven first-round picks for Paul George. Sure. Like, that may be the scenario where you get a first-round pick. The Suns may not. No, we only have one first-round pick over the next 3 years. We're not giving you that. Houston might give you a first-round pick or one of the first-round picks they have for a Paul George. Hmm. So it depends on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You're right. If you have multiple first-round picks to burn,
that's
sure.
The only way.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, yeah like, way. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
If you're valuing, like if you have one, no, you're no, not you, trading for Paul
right,
George.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I was saying, is Philadelphia attaching picks to trade him? Like, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. Like, Paul's biggest issue is his contract now. Like, it's not, he can't perform up to that contract. Maybe he can't perform to that contract in Philadelphia. Maybe you can get him to Golden State and it makes more sense. Maybe you can get him somewhere where he doesn't have to be a top guy. Because this was, you know, however many months ago, this was Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey. Mm-hmm. Now it's Maxey and whoever else can put on a uniform. Mm-hmm. And now it's clear. You know, there was a question, whose team is, you know, who's the guy moving forward? It was clear almost immediately. Well, it's Tyrese. This is Tyrese's squad. Joel's done. And it was so obvious, like, so quickly. This offseason did nothing for Joel Embiid. He shouldn't have been at the Olympics, at least as it relates to the Philadelphia 76ers. He shouldn't have been at the Olympics. And, man, I hope my brother can get healthy or whatever healthy means to him.
Yeah.
I hope that can happen. But the Philadelphia 76ers will be a fascinating team to watch this season.
They really will.
Blow up Daryl Morey's general manager career in the middle of the ocean. Like this, like there can't be an argument that this man is good at his job, is there?
No, no. I don't see it. Or like he's a guy that is, you know, he's got job security and all this other stuff. Like, I don't see where he's done a good enough job for that to be the case.
I don't either.
He's got to go if I'm Philly's owner or whoever's running things there.
Josh Harris owns the Commanders, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
You mentioned something. I don't want to try to guess. You said something about the Pelicans a second ago.
Yeah. So I was watching that game last night against Phoenix, or at least that fourth quarter, and Zion, it was a Zion game. He was playing. Damn.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Go
when
ahead.
That guy can play, yep, man.
I know.
Oh, so, man. And I don't know if the Pelicans or anybody else wants to take that chance. Maybe it's a 180 I've done. I can't remember what I said months ago. I'd almost be willing to take that chance. Because when he can play, he's unstoppable. You cannot stop him from putting the ball in the basket. He doesn't play great defense, and he's average at best as a rebounder. I know there's some flaws, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. he is an unstoppable force on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
And he was that again last night.
He was, man. 27, 10, and 11. Mm. And that is why the Pelicans keep rolling the dice. It's why they keep It's why he's still in a Pelicans uniform. Every trade deadline, every offseason, it's why he's still there. Every fat joke, every unfortunate news story involving Zion Williamson and his extracurricular activities is why he's still there. And I don't blame the Pelicans for rolling the dice on him.
Yeah.
I don't blame the Pelicans for continuing to try to see this through. And I wouldn't blame a single team out there that went out and tried to make something work with Zion Williamson.
Zion on the season, as I pull up his page on ESPN, and the status says out.
Well, back to back.
It's back to back.
Back to back. Back, yeah, to yeah. back.
Oh, I wish they tell the whole story when they put that. But 24.3, 7.5 rebounds, 5 assists tonight.
Bruh.
Jeez.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. He's shooting 56% from the field. Obviously, he doesn't have his three-point shot going on. He only takes half a three-pointer a game.
Yeah.
But he's shooting 25% there. Free throws got to pick up a little bit at 63%. A block and a steal and a half a game. That's tough, man. That's tough to just walk away from that. Or if they offered him to you in a trade, say, nah, I'm good.
You think he's really been on the trade market? You think there have been real legitimate conversations, like real conversations trading Zion Williamson?
I don't think so. I don't think the Pelicans have put him out there like that. I think teams might have inquired. I don't think the Pelicans have fully engaged in any
I don't think so either.
Trade conversations yet.
I don't think so either.
Hell, what was happening last year in the play? And didn't he have like 41 before he got hurt?
Right. Yeah.
Like, he was dominating that game. It came to my mind again last night watching him play. Like, this guy is crazy. I'll take a chance on him. I'll take a chance on him. If somehow it came out that I don't know what you'd have to give up or whatever, but the Kings trade for Zion Williamson, I'm like, all right, let's see what happens. I'll take a chance. Because he is nasty.
And it's why all of these reactionary conversations when he's out for a week or 2 weeks. Now, granted, he does miss time, and that's the tough part. Mm-hmm. It's a cost benefit analysis with Zion Williamson. The cost versus the overall benefit. We just talked about Zion Williamson and what he does. But what are the Pelicans?
Right.
And that's the tough part, right? It's not having an electric player. It's not having an electrifying player for 40 to 50 games a year. It's fielding a team that can win basketball games. Mm-hmm. And that's the question you have to ask yourself with Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Okay, couple things. You brought something to my attention yesterday that I saw today. And it involves a former Sacramento King. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I see the potential. I'm going to coach my man up here for a minute. We'll talk about it. D'Lo and KC, Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On ESPN 1320.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, a couple of things here real quick. Leezy, pull that microphone a little closer to you. Get centered to the camera. We got Leezy. Okay, on a scale. Photographer. Scorsese.
I got to get in the frame.
How, on a scale from 1 to 10, how nervous are you right now?
I would say about a 6.
You look terrified. I don't understand why.
You know, that's the funny thing. I call in all the time, but being in the studio is a different
atmosphere. You work here. You with us. Like, it's just us in the chatty house. That's you good. Right. It's your crew.
All the come on, man.
Leezy in there working with Joe, because Joe's now the teacher.
Yeah.
So Leezy in there working with Joe, and I'm like, hey, get your ass in here. Come
pull
on,
up,
come
man.
Come on, man. Let's talk.
Let's pull up.
KC alerted me to Rudy Gay beginning his stint.
Yeah, man. I saw him yesterday. Yeah.
ESPN personality, and I was catching up on Steph this morning and First Take. Good morning. Get up came on. And there's Rudy Gay.
Yeah.
As monotone and boring as could possibly be. And it took him a few minutes. Like he got because it was because obviously they're running Steph highlights and you know Greeny's like, Steph Curry 56 points last night, Rudy. Man, boy's crazy. Oh, okay, Rudy. Wait a minute now. And he got going a little bit as the potentials that Rudy's a good looking guy, super nice dude, well put, like he's perfectly made for TV. He's got to find his personality, his voice a little bit. It was a little too dead at 5 a.m. Like you're gonna have to give me a little life. You don't have to match Greeny,
right?
But you got to give me a little bit of life. Yeah. And he started to get there as the morning went along.
I could imagine somebody like Rudy Gay trying to figure out, like, all right, I'm on ESPN right now. How can I talk? Because I seen him on Mello and it's Desus, right? Desus is the one that was Desus and Mero.
Yeah, Desus and Mero.
Mm-hmm. Desus and Mello, they have the podcast at 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. And Rudy Gay was on there a couple times. And he was talking. Like, mm-hmm. It's a podcast. It's that setting. Like, he was talking. He was engaging. He was interesting. Or whatever. I can imagine. And he was insightful. But I can imagine, all right, I can talk here a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm on Get Up. I don't know if I can talk that same type of way. Obviously, not 100%. Sure. But how much of that can I talk on Get Up and First Take and stuff like that?
Well, it's like Leezy being on the phone versus being in person.
Hey, well, at least Rudy Gay didn't try to do too much. You know, sometimes when people go on those shows, they start doing a lot of hot takes and just be podding and saying whatever. Mm-hmm. So at least he was kind of like cool in what he said. But at the same time, you got to speak with some conviction. You can't get on there and sounding like Sleepy Brown.
It's hard to find your tone. Like, finding your tone is tough. Like, finding the way, like, you deliver a message that you want to be genuine, but you also want to be, like, engaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a time, I think, when, you know, the hardest thing to do is to start a conversation or to end a conversation. And we have to do that every time we come back from commercial and every time we go back from commercial. So those are normally the times you're like a little bit more up. But once you get settled into the conversation, mm-hmm. your delivery can change a little bit. You're mm-hmm. in a conversational tone. Like, that's the whole point of sports talk radio. It's not to scream at each other. It's to, like, have a conversation about what your audience is interested in. And it's going to take time, Rudy. It's going to take Rudy time mm-hmm. to find that. Mm-hmm. But the like the roots are like, oh, they're there. Like Rudy could be really, really good at this.
Yeah. He can, man. And shout out to the chat. It was Mero that does the podcast with Carmelo. But, you know, I applaud, you know, guys like Rudy Gay or DeMarcus Cousins
mm-hmm.
or any of these guys who are trying to, Parsons and Lou Williams, like, who are trying to
get into this arena of being broadcasters and
some guys
being
are
analysts.
Like a podcast P.
Paul George is really good.
I love Paul George as a podcaster. I like his podcast game more than his actual game sometimes. He's really good at it. Jeff Teague, people love hearing Jeff Teague's stories.
Is great.
He's always great.
Jeff Teague is great. I think I like Lou Will. Like I look at Lou Will and he takes it seriously.
Yeah.
Like he's not on there just I'm an athlete, so I'm gonna just talk. Like, no, he gives his thoughts. Does he need to be polished a little bit? Sure, but he's taking it seriously. Like, this is a real profession that he's trying to do, as opposed to I'm gonna just get out here and start talking because I was in the NBA and I'm podding, like you said, or whatever. And I think Rudy Gay falls into that category as well. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really trying to do it. So
this morning he was talking about your guy. He was getting on LaMelo, talking about leadership and things like that.
I saw that.
And it's kind of wild. I saw Trista Chris, she put it out, like, Lou Will's talking about leadership. But, you know.
It's tough. That's the tough thing about being a former athlete, too, with baggage. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you have a career to reflect on, and then you want to get into media, and you start talking about things. It's like, you?
Yeah.
It's the Nas line. I know you ain't talking about me. You?
Nick Stauskas.
Yeah.
Like, I know you ain't talking, Nick.
How you going to go at a young brother like Kessler Edwards just out here playing ball and you questioning how is he on an NBA roster?
Yeah, that was
Ho, how are you ever on an NBA roster?
Yeah. Well, Nick,
I can't think of one Nick Stauskas
was,
memory.
Nick was just a dweeb. He was just a dweeb for that.
Well.
But like even somebody like Lou talking about like, yo, leadership, LaMelo's got to be different. I mean, just because Lou didn't exhibit that in his career doesn't mean he can't speak on it. That doesn't mean that he can't say, you know, you could ask him in a real moment, like, hey, I didn't do that as an NBA player.
Yeah.
And I realize now that I'm older and now that I'm out the league, if I would have handled things differently, maybe I could have been on that level. And I'm trying to let LaMelo know, like, yo, this is what's expected of you.
Yeah, Lou Williams, like, you could say, oh, Lou was never a leader, but he's seen what leadership looks like. He played with Kobe, played with a lot of greats. So he can know what it looks like and speak on that. So I definitely agree there.
For sure.
Yeah.
Leezy in the studio with us, man. Like if you're a brilliant photographer and filmer and you're a master of social media, like, what do you want to do? Like, you hear, you've been trying to get on at Odyssey. That's why I love you and Joe so much. You guys have both wanted to, like, work here, and you have busted your ass for nothing to get to the points where you can, you know, you can start working here.
Yeah.
But like, what do you want to do?
That's a good question, D'Lo. I'll be honest, D'Lo, I've been listening to you for years, so I've always been a big fan of your work. And if people may or may not know, I had a little YouTube channel. I was trying to talk sports as well, just like KC and everybody else. So I love talking about sports. I love the game. I tune in all the time. I'm rocking the insiders, listening to them, listening to you guys. So I definitely love the sport. Definitely want to get in front of the camera and do more talk content and talk myself.
Okay.
So putting myself out there a little bit more. So
there you go, man. Like, stay at it, man. Yeah. Stay at it.
Well, we need to get you in here more regularly because you're here Fridays, right? You're in the building every Friday?
Fridays I show up.
I'm going to tell you right now.
We're going to work around the promotion schedule so we don't interfere with anything, because I know you, KC, and Kevin got something going on tomorrow.
Yeah. Sky River Casino.
Yeah. Shout out. I'm going to tell you right now, though, you ain't getting on this air without no pizza coming to this
Hey, I'm a pizza guy like Malik Monk. I can come through with it.
Well, yeah. Next time you come through those doors, there better be some pizza in your hand.
Yes, sir.
It's not true.
Pineapple okay on pizza, Casey?
Nope.
Be quiet. I do like pineapple on the pizza. It's not my preferred topping, but I don't turn it away. Yeah. Don't turn it away. No, I'm just messing with you, though.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. Yeah. Hey, I got to pay my dues. I'll come through with the pizza, the wings. What's up? Whatever we got to do to make it happen. I'm okay with that.
The way you pay your dues is you get in here and you work hard.
Yes,
you
sir.
Get in here and you you perfect your crafts. And watching the evolution of your social media videos have been a lot of fun, man, because you're really good at those. And that obviously got, you know, Robert's attention and some of the big dogs around here. Like, hey, man, who's this Leezy guy you guys keep talking about?
Hey, one of my favorite things to do is cut clips from your guys' show, though. Like, I tune in every day, and so I know the big moments and the things people want to hear, so I try to.
Did you see the one yesterday?
Yeah, no, we don't need to cut that one.
Oh, all right. Well, that one's already out there.
The funny thing is, that would be cracking me up, bro. I didn't watch that clip, 15 times.
That video doing numbers. You ain't see the clip?
Which clip?
Okay, well, I can't say
I'm
it.
Nervous, no.
No, you got to go to Zabo's.
Zabo, it's all mine. I put it on mine.
Yeah. Was it the one when you ran out of the room yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought someone talking about me.
That cracked me up, man.
Well, we don't need that one. That one can go.
Where are we at with your fan free agency?
Oh, so, okay.
It's pathetic.
Here we go.
Lazy. It's pathetic.
Here's the thing right now. Obviously, I'm done with the Heat. Pat Riley and me, just not on the same page.
That's understandable. Yeah, but that happens with pretty much everybody Pat comes into LeBron, contact
and
with.
And Leezy had contact with Pat Riley, and they agreed they're not on the same.
That's right.
We are not.
That's right.
He got smacked up the other day. Shoot.
It's looking funny in the light, though, Leezy. I'll tell you in a second.
They're looking real funny in the light.
No, you are. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, wow.
Me? Yeah. Oh, dang.
You're looking just fine, Leezy. Don't worry about this.
Man,
you're looking funny, man. I'm going to say it right now. So the Heat look like might be a little tough, and all of a sudden, you a free agent.
You saying I'm a fair weather
fan? When they were rocking, Pat Riley was there, but now all of a sudden it's looking a little iffy. You talking about it got smacked up the other day. All of a sudden, you a free agent.
I believed in the Heat when nobody believed in the Heat.
You tell me.
When people were rooting for the Brooklyn Nets that got swept by the Celtics, I was one person talking about, hey, the Heat can come out of the East, this and that. I've always been down with the Heat. You guys were talking about James Harden earlier and some of the struggles he had. Everyone talks about Houston Rockets. There was a time where he was on the 76ers, and they got smacked up by the Heat when people didn't believe the Heat could beat them. So I've been there through thick and thin for the Heat. It's just hard right now with Pat Riley and how he runs his players out of town. And everyone's like, oh, you shouldn't pay Jimmy Butler. Well, why shouldn't you? He's the one who carried them to the finals two out of the last four seasons. I think he's earned his money. It wasn't Tyler Hero who's playing great now this season. The three out of the last four seasons, Tyler Hero was injured in the playoffs. But all of a sudden, he has one good season, and Jimmy's replaceable? Oh, I don't believe in the team anymore. And it's funny, I'm becoming a Kings apologist because I'm really – I like the Kings roster. I like Zach LaVine. I like DeMar DeRozan. Obviously, they're not here for defense, but they're still great players. Malik Monk, he's been pretty good, but he's got to work on his turnovers because he's not a true point guard. But I've liked a lot of the things that the Kings have done. Me personally, I would have maybe went a different direction, but the team that we have, I don't think it's that bad. Yes, you need defenders, but in the offseason, Monty or whoever is going to have to get those players, you know?
Well, hold up real quick. I just looked over to my right. Joe, you trying to get in on this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What's up?
No, I just looked at you. You looked like you was ready to fire off a take. I thought you was getting ready to tell Leezy to go to hell. Or
No. I was going to cover his back. I feel like he might be getting bullied a little bit by Kenny right now.
Well,
I'm not 100% certain what's going on.
That's what he does.
I'm sorry. I just saw my boy Femi. I coached him, man.
You coached who?
Femi from UCLA. I don't know how to say his last name.
That man's like 390 pounds. What'd you coach him to do?
He was on the basketball team. They say he's like a day two pick.
Wow.
I learned that the other day, man. Femi, I don't want to mess up his last name because we just called him Femi.
Yeah.
But somebody told me that the other day. I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
And they was like, yeah, he's like second, third round.
Wow.
That's crazy. Wow. That's crazy. I'm sorry. I got
this. Well, coaching doesn't matter. So obviously he made it despite. You know, despite
he
that,
he decided
that's
not
dope.
To play basketball
well,
anymore.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to football. This guy sucks. but you had Leezy's back.
Yeah. That's essentially what I wanted to say. I mean, okay. I get both sides. I get where you guys are both coming from here. I mean, it's tough when your favorite team starts. We know how that goes. You know.
But here's the thing I'm confused about. Were you a Heat fan or a Jimmy Butler fan?
I've always been a Jimmy Butler fan. I've always been a big Jimmy Butler fan, but when he got with that organization, I really liked it. And I liked the pieces they had there. They had great shooters around him. They had a good anchor in Bam Adebayo. They have a great coach in Eric Spoelstra. So they had all of the ingredients. Mm-hmm. They just never gave Jimmy anybody. You wanted Dame Lillard. You couldn't get him, and you give him Terry Rozier. And Terry Rozier,
How's that going?
It's going terrible.
Anybody read up on Terry
you
Rozier
need to
lately?
Investigate him. He's out here playing prize picks. You got to watch him.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, they just never got Jimmy the pieces. And I know a lot of people aren't high on Jimmy, but, like, Casey, I know you're a big Paul George guy. Mm-hmm. What has Paul George done that's more relevant than Jimmy lately? Like, what has he done lately that's put him so higher above Jimmy, would you say?
I don't think he's done anything that puts him higher above Jimmy.
Yeah.
But the question wasn't whether or not, or the situation wasn't whether or not Jimmy should be on the Heat right now.
Yeah.
It's will you pay him $60 million a year for the next 2-3 years? And I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Like, I don't disagree with Pat Riley on that one.
Yeah.
$60 million a year for Jimmy Butler at this point in his career to lead you.
Yeah.
Is
I mean, but
that's,
check this
that's
out.
That's asking a lot.
I'm not a Warriors fan, but they're playing pretty great.
I was
right
going to say, when do you think the Lacob and Dunleavy and that crew regret the contract?
Not this year.
Well,
Well, it's a 2-year deal, right? It's the 2 years after this one. Yeah, right. It's the 2 years after after this year. So do you think next year they start to regret it? Do you think in the final year they start to regret
it? Maybe in the final year. And like I said, you're also asking him for two different roles. Like, he's part of Steph Curry and possibly Kuminga and all those guys in adding to them.
He's not the first option.
So, you know, is that worth 60? It's all relative, right? Like, if Steph Curry is still there and he's happy and everything else like that, then yeah, maybe the contract works. But you're talking about $60 million to build around that guy at that point in his career. That's not something that I would not be doing.
Yeah. He fits better in this Warriors situation. I get that, because on the Heat, it's kind of like that Klay Thompson situation. Klay wanted to get paid for what he did. Jimmy wanted to get paid for what he did. Pat didn't want to pay him going forward. So it's whatever, but I like him on the Warriors.
But you would have paid him.
Yeah, you got to take care of your guys. Yeah, you got to pay him.
Even if that means you're like a playing team at best.
If you take Jimmy Butler off those Heat teams, do they make the finals?
No.
Exactly. He earned his money.
Okay, but that's kind of irrelevant. If you're okay with paying $60 million a year for a playing team at best, then that's cool. But let's not romanticize it and say if they would have gave him $60 million, they're all of a sudden bolted into the top four of the East. I don't think anybody believes that. And you're paying him $60 million, so your opportunity or your ability to go get players to add to him now shrinks.
Pat Riley wasn't getting him nobody. Tell me this. Bam Adebayo, Tyler, who's really on that team that made them great during those runs? Like, Caleb Martin, that was about it. And nobody expected Caleb Martin to be that great. I just don't think Pat Riley got Jimmy the pieces that he really needed.
But we're still talking about the past. I'm talking about
the future.
If he's making $60 million a year and Hero's making what he's nearing and Bam is up for his extension, if you're okay, and that's all I ever say with all this stuff, is like, just TC, be real with yourself. $60 million for Jimmy and everything else that's going on probably makes it where you can't go get somebody, probably makes it where you're a playoff playing team, maybe a sixth seed at best at that point. You're okay with that?
Yeah. Because they made it to the finals as an eighth seed, as a playing team. So, yeah, maybe you can't afford to go get whoever you think is out there, but with Jimmy, you've proven that you can get there. As long as people are healthy around him, he can get you there. I think he's going to do great on the Warriors because now, like you said, he's going to be with Curry. The game slows down in the playoffs. He's going to do great in half court and all that, and he has Curry to rely on. I think the Warriors are looking scary. I think they're going to be pretty good.
They're okay. I'm not even saying that as shade. I think the shooting has been an issue. Kyle brought up earlier, he's 1 of 15 from beyond the arc since he's been over here. And their size in the paint is an issue, and it's going to be an issue against these playoff teams. So that's what keeps me from thinking they're a true title contender. They might be able to win a round, maybe two, but I think that's just my opinion.
I think they can get to the second round for sure. Like, I think they can do that, yeah.
Was Jimmy a apron move? We can't get into these tax penalties.
For Miami?
Yeah, sorry, maybe. For Miami.
I'm not sure, but it feels like it might have been.
Like, we can't get in there. We can't.
They paid Bam. They paid Tyler.
Yeah, and if we pay him and we're fighting for the play-in. Now, you could argue the circumstances for this season would be different because you'd have happy Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And we all know what happens when you have an unhappy Jimmy.
Yeah.
So you have happy Jimmy Butler. Is the season different? I don't know. I think they're 7 games back. That might be wrong. I'm sorry. I have it in front of me. Give me 2 seconds.
They were like the 5th or 6th seed when he was still there. Now they've kind of fallen off a cliff.
Okay, so more like 5-ish games back from the 6th spot. You know, you start the season with a happy Jimmy Butler. Like, is that a different dynamic here for Miami? And, you know, maybe for Pat Riley, what it boils down to, or the Miami Heat in general, is, and these are tough questions, can we beat Cleveland? Can we beat Boston? Can we beat New York? And you might even have to ask yourself, can we beat Indiana? Because if you can't answer yes to at least 2 or 3 of those teams, I don't know what you do if you're like, I don't know that Riles did the wrong thing.
going off their track record, they've beaten Boston in the past. I don't know why Pat Riley was so upset when Jimmy said, if I was healthy, we could beat them again. They beat them in the bubble, out of the bubble. They beat the Knicks 1 year in a series. Obviously, this is a new Knicks team now with Karl Anthony Towns. The Pacers, I feel like that could go either way. But who on the Pacers is stopping Bam? I don't think Miles Turner is really stopping him. I think they could beat the Pacers. So I think there's some matchups they could have won.
All those, in my opinion, those series, they're all circumstantial. Like, they were about to blow a 3-0 lead to Boston. Tatum on the second play of the game rolls his ankle in game seven. Things change. Giannis was injured for that 1-8 matchup. When Giannis was there and they were healthy, they swept them the previous year. So I'm not saying they don't deserve the credit for getting and winning those series. They did what they had to do. Yeah. It's not their fault these people got hurt. But I would be looking at it potentially is, well, yeah, if people go down, then yeah, we can make a run.
Yeah.
But if they stay healthy, I don't think we can make a run.
But that's just how it is in the NBA. Nobody's ever healthy. Like, people talk about the Pacers last year. They're like, oh, they wouldn't got to the conference finals if the Knicks were healthy. It's like, yeah, well, they weren't healthy. So you got to take it. If the Kings get in the playoffs or the play-in or whatever and someone's injured on the other side, we ain't going to cry for them. We're going to take it.
Yeah, but and that's not – maybe that's what Pat Riley was doing. But generally, like, you can't you're always going to think you have an opportunity, I guess. Yeah. But can you base the financial structure of your franchise on, well, people are just going to get hurt in the playoffs and we'll be okay?
Like, yeah. So it does beg the question, do you think Monty thought that about De'Aaron? Mm. Do we want to pay him $296 million to do what we're doing right now?
I wouldn't. Because he's already complaining about the roster. You pay him more money, then you don't got money to go out and get guys.
Mm.
I would have paid him. In circumstances.
So, no, that's not what I asked, though.
Do you think Monty?
I'm asking, do you think Monty thought about his contract and, you know, knowing the, I guess, ultimatum, mm-hmm. or whatever you call it, that De'Aaron gave mm-hmm. the front office, you fire Mike Brown, you might as well trade me. Mm-hmm. And they fire Mike, knowing how De'Aaron feels about that, was there any thought to where it's fine? Like, we didn't, he's due for five and 296 this summer. I don't know if we want to do that.
I to answer your question, yes. I think he looked at it as, I'm not going to let that stop me from doing what I think is right for this team this year. And if he has a change of heart, then cool. If he wanted to sign the contract, I think they would have offered him the contract. I think Monty.
So you don't think Monty considered, you don't think Monty at any point thought De'Aaron Fox is not our
guy? He probably thought about it for sure. But at the end of the day,
you were going to do it anyways.
Yeah, you were going to do it.
Which I think that happens a lot.
Yeah.
That happens a lot where you're like, I'm not sure if this is our guy or not.
Yeah.
But
keep him here and let's figure it out.
Yep. Figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll deal with it later. But when it came to your specific moment, like you're talking about, he felt like this is what is best for this team and this franchise moving forward. I want De'Aaron Fox here. I will offer him the contract, the most that we can offer him. But if this is what pushes him out the door, I'm not going to lose sleep over that. Like, I got to do what I – this is more important than pushing a guy that maybe isn't the guy anyway out the door. I think that's how he looked at it.
It would have been hard for him to get the Supermax anyway, right? Because he had to be all NBA this year.
That's three something.
Yeah, just
so there's two max. He would have had the Sacramento Kings max, and then which is also the San Antonio Spurs max, and then he wasn't going to get the $300 million. 296 might not be the right number. It's just the number I always remember. I think it's that.
It's either 270, 280, or 290.
Okay, so like you know which one I'm talking about, the Sacramento Kings max. Like, did they at all, you know, think like maybe this isn't the move for us because we've got?
I think they did. I absolutely think they did. I just think they would have ran that red light. They would have been like, I'm not sure about this, but we're gonna do it anyway.
Do you think Monty is really committed to Fox?
No.
Based on his draft picks and just some of the choices he's made, it just hasn't looked. He keeps drafting point guards. If you really were building around Fox and all this stuff, why didn't you ever go draft a big wing? Why don't you ever get a defender? Because you can't. He can't seem to make trades. He can't make seem to make big signings. You have to draft the right players, and his draft record is just terrible when you look at it.
Yeah, Davion and Devin Carter are baffling. He went out and got Keegan Murray instead of getting another guard, instead of getting Jaden Ivey like everyone said he should. So
there's been plenty of players out there that he missed on. Even we talk about this year, we could have had Jalen Wells.
Well, I'm just talking about those two drafts. Those two drafts. He's essentially 500. 1 year he didn't have a draft pick. 2 years he drafted Davion and Devin. The other two were Keegan and Tyrese.
Everyone's gone but Keegan.
Or did he inherit Tyrese?
No, he drafted.
No, he drafted
Tyrese. Tyrese was his first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he drafted Tyrese. Hey, great job.
Hey, thank you.
Get back in there and learn with Joe.
All right.
And order that damn pizza.
Thank you, guys.
Why did you turn into Stone Cold Steve Austin all of a sudden? I don't understand. D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320. This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
My bad. I just thought about two things real quick. Want to holler because it's about to get busy. Eddie Gonzalez is pulling up real soon or whatever. Two things. I saw something last night that I don't know if I've ever seen before, and I hope we see a lot more of it. Went to Fire Wings to pick up some wings, obviously, for the family. Called in to order, whatever. Went to the Fire Wings over there off of Delta Shores. And I go inside. They got TVs playing. They got the Lakers and Timberwolves or whatever. And on one of the TVs, they had the Sac State basketball game on.
Okay.
I don't feel like I've ever gone into an establishment and seen a Sac State basketball game. Part of that is because they don't have a local TV partner.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get them in that. And to watch them, it's got to be on ESPN Plus. And sometimes places just aren't, you know, they don't have their TV set up where, oh, let me go into the ESPN app, and they don't have it like that. They got, you know, still cable companies and stuff like that. But they had it on. That was pretty dope, man. Shout out to my man Andy over there. I was talking to him. I'm going to go to the last men's game at the Nest this Saturday. The last game period, the women play on Monday, I think. But yeah, man, I'm going to go check that out. Say goodbye to the Nest as everything gets taken care of over at the Well. So there's that. And then, you know, I got to give a shout out.
Are you leaving Sac State?
Yes.
Before you leave Sac State, I tell you, this happens like twice a week, and I didn't figure it out until yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'd leave here, and I'd just be driving home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd look at the screen and go, why is the screen taking me to Sacramento? Like, because if you have something in your calendar, it syncs to it takes you where it thinks you need to go. I realize the Sac State basketball calendar is in my car, is on my phone. So every couple days, it's trying to send me to a basketball game at Sac State. Like, what? Elon's trying to send me to, see, this is it. This is the beginning of the takeover.
I was just about to say, what if it just bypassed what you were doing and just took you
to
Sac State?
Yeah, you laugh now. You laugh now. Okay, it's only a matter of time.
I ain't putting that in my calendar. Well, not sex. I ain't putting nothing in my calendar. Yeah. You ain't gonna just take me wherever.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm driving.
No, it just bypass.
I don't. Well, it might
just bypass your physical driving and say, nope, you're going this way.
Yeah. Well,
that's hilarious, though.
It's only a matter of time. The Teslas are gonna fight each other.
But also, just
it's gonna be your Tesla versus my Tesla versus James versus Gavin.
In a fatal four-way.
And then what we're going to do is me, you, and James's Tesla, we're going to gang up and beat the crap out of Gavin's Tesla. We're gonna throw his ass over the top rope. Just throw his ass out of here. And then have it out amongst ourselves.
Soon. But I had to give a shout-out to all of the high school boys and girls games going down at the Golden One Center yesterday and today. Obviously, you know, there's some good games going on, but you know where my heart is. Shout out to my McClatchy Lady Lions going for that section title against Folsom. Let's go handle business, yeah, ladies. Come on, let's go handle business. Let's go get them, baby. It's Lions territory. Let's go. Let's go. It's
So we're going to handle that. And then last night, because I won't watch G League basketball.
Your brain is moving so fast right now.
Well, no, it's still high school basketball. I won't watch G League basketball, but I'll watch these kids play at the Golden One Center. And last night, an insane finish between Jesuit and Rockland. Salute to Rockland. Taking, what is it, defeat out of the success or winning out of the grasp of defeat or whatever they did. A comeback within the last 30 seconds to beat Jesuit, win a section title. What a finish. One of the great finishes we've seen in section championship history. And Rockland, salute to them, salute to Jesuit. Both of them are going to states because that's what happens when you play in a championship game. But it never gets old seeing these high school kids play on that stage, on the Golden One Center floor, Arco Arena floor. It just never gets old. It's always special. So shout out to all those young men and women out there.
Yes, indeed. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We were talking about players. Eddie Gonzalez, by the way, going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. Our visits with him on Fridays are always so much fun. And then James is off today. He's got some weekend plans that he's getting an early start on. So we're going to attempt to blow up the entire 3 o'clock hour. We were talking yesterday. I don't even remember the conversation was something about, you know, guys who we were talking about De'Aaron Fox, and you mentioned the line that I use with De'Aaron, where I don't think De'Aaron realizes how good he is. Mm-hmm. And that kind of started a conversation about how truly unique guys like Michael Jordan are, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I think Steph Curry belongs in that category. Mm. Steph Curry is a player who, if you recall, when that, you know, 444 contract or whatever it was that was signed, there were concerns about his feet. There were concerns about his long-term health. And while it hasn't been a focal point the way that it has been with Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, he is a guy who has clearly taken a lot of steps to make sure he can stay healthy and have some longevity and be out there on the floor. And he has found a way he is also a guy who has found a way to up his game and to, I don't know that these are proper words, but make great even greater. And he doesn't really, and I omitted him in that conversation yesterday because, you know, Kobe's the first guy everybody thinks of because of mama mentality. People think back and realize, well, he's patterned so much after Michael Jordan. Well, Michael Jordan did it. Oh, we've heard these stories about, you know, $1 million, $2 million spent on his body. So we know LeBron James is a part of that. Like there are these guys who take these extra steps to take the extra step on the floor. And I think Steph is a part of that.
Absolutely.
Steph is one of those guys.
Absolutely, man. There's a few guys that I think about in this league who are that, you know, Steph being one of them. I feel like Kyrie is one of those guys. I think Dame has been one of those guys. I think Russell Westbrook.
That's a good one, yeah.
I think Russell Westbrook is one of those guys. And when I think about that, usually people think you gotta win and win championships to be that. I don't feel that way because I'm looking at the individual. And I ask, do I believe that this individual got every single thing out of their talent and out of their mentality towards the game? And those guys, Kevin Durant is one of those guys too that I think about, where they physically got everything out of their talent pool. Mentally and emotionally, they were never satisfied. They always wanted to achieve more. They were always striving to achieve more than what they already have. And whatever that motivation was, whether it was to be the greatest, whether it was to win a championship, or whatever, they never cheated themselves on that front. And I know that might sound harsh to someone like De'Aaron or Zach LaVine. Maybe I shouldn't say cheated themselves, but just realized what was at hand. Like, do you realize what you could be in this league? And those guys that you named and that we named, I think those are guys that did understand what they could be in this league, and they always strived to maximize that. And yeah, it's not a common thing. It's also like it's not, I don't want to say the worst thing in the world or that, but it's not a negative, you know, for De'Aaron Fox to feel how he feels. You know, and we're just assuming too, but like what we think of him, we think he can be better than what he even realizes. But he's fine. He's not a competitor. He's not a bad guy because, you know, he doesn't realize or just wants to be as great as he is. It's not a, I don't look down on those guys. I don't look down on Fox or Levine or anybody that we think, hey, do you realize how good you could be? Because number one, they may not even really see it themselves. And number two, they may be at peace with who they are as a basketball player and as a professional. And who am I to tell them that they're wrong for that? So that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what you're saying either. It's just, man, I think you could be even better than you realize.
Yeah, the whole kind of point in that discussion was, I think it happens so much more than we realize. And it's why those names that we just used, the LeBron, Steph's, Kobe, it's why they're so special. They do the things that separate them. Whereas the other guys just kind of do what they know. And you start thinking about, you know, different players. You know, LaVine comes to mind. You know, we were talking about LaVine yesterday. We were talking about De'Aaron Fox. Like, I does Andrew Wiggins belong in this conversation? Andrew Wiggins, Jabari Parker, and I think it was Joel. That was the draft that was supposed to change the world. Like, Andrew Wiggins was the one. Like, that draft was a huge deal. Andrew Wiggins, some Warriors, Drew Down may feel differently. Some Warriors fans may feel differently. For me, Andrew Wiggins is a really good ball player. Really good. But I, like, thinking back, like, did I, man, could he have been everything they thought coming out of college? Or was that just the case of people getting a little too hyped?
I think with him, when I look at him, I think it's more so.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!